Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Philippians 4 and verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'll say it again, rejoice. Paul wrote those words, and it's interesting that he repeated himself. Why do you think he did that? Well, it's because joy is the fuel that we run on, and unless we maintain it, we can run out. Now, that means regularly checking your fuel gauge to make sure you're not being sucked into negativity and doubt. In the Bible, wine represents joy. In fact, Christ's first miracle was turning water into wine. It was the best they'd ever tasted. Jesus is a joy giver, and when you stay connected to Him, you experience His joy regardless of your circumstances. In John 15, verse 11, He said, "I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Now think about this for a minute. How can you walk around saying that your sins are forgiven, God guides and protects you, and you're going to heaven, but you look like you've been baptized in pickle juice? In prison, Paul had so much joy that his jailers were won to Christ, and a church sprang up in the household of Caesar. That's in Philippians 4:22. People are always more influenced by your attitude than your theology. Always. When they see you rejoicing in hard times, they're apt to wonder what your secret is and think, whatever that person has, I need it. And they become more open and receptive to the truth. The happiness this world offers is only a reaction to circumstances, whereas the joy that comes from living for Jesus lifts you above the circumstances. So focus on His joy, draw on His joy, and demonstrate His joy to the world today. That's Vision's word for today. Don't lose your joy.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.